Okay, so today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph. We are on Tzadi Aleph, right by the second line. But just in order, at least even just for me, to get my mind straight, so where we are, just do a little bit of review. So we're discussing the concept of the Ksuvas Bin Indichrin, right? What? Okay, told you. The Ksuvas Bin Indichrin, of the male sons, right? In Aramaic, the Dalin and the Zion, are, you know, often times at the change, so it's been Zichrin, Bin Indichrin. So what the case is, again, a woman brings in the chasim into the marriage, and should she die, technically the property is inherited by the husband, and if the husband then dies, all of his children would then split the inheritance. So if he had children from several wives, all those sons would split it. But the father-in-law of the deceased woman, he would not want that. He wants to keep the chasim in his. So in order to convince him to give a larger dowry, Chazal instituted that if she dies first, so then when the husband dies, whatever she brought into the ksuba and the tosefes, whatever she brought into the ksuba, that will go over to her children. The children of that woman will get it. The children for that man and woman, they'll get it, because this way it stays in his family. Now this works. What? Isn't her, his meaning the grandfather, but her family, the wife, correct. So this works, midin Yerusha, not as a chov. A ksuva is a chov. This works as Yerusha. And the Mishnah will say later today, in order for this to work, there must be a mosar dinar, at least a dinar, above the ksuva's bin dichrim payment, in order for it to actually work. If after paying out the ksuva's bin dichrim, there isn't a mosar dinar, then the ksuva's bin dichrim is out, because the chachamim only institute the ksuva's bin dichrim if it accompanies a Yerusha Doraisa. If you have no Yerusha Doraisa, it doesn't work. Now, we had a machlokas, right, even if there's a mosar, does the ksuvas bin dichrin, even if one... Okay, so what happens if you have one group of sons claiming ksuvas bin dichrin, and one group of sons claiming ksuva, meaning that... The first wife predeceases the husband, and the second wife dies after the husband, right? So what if there's if you give the ksuva to the second sons, and the ksuva's been indichrim to the first sons, there's nothing left. Does that ksuva count as the mosar? Does that ksuva count as the mosar dinar? So the question that we had now also, but before we even got to that, we had a machlokas. It's called echas b'chayv, echas b'moso. Do we have the concept of ksuva's been indichrim? And that became a machlokas between Benanos, who said yes, and Rav Kiva, who says no. Right? Do we have a concept of Ksuvas bin Dichrim, of Echas B'chaya, the Echas B'mosa? So we said, no, let's just say that we said that's the Machlokas. And then if you go on Amud Beis, I'm going back, we just get back to the floats, Bahani Tanai. Right? Bahani Tanai, Benanas and Rav Kiva, who had that Machlokas, they had the same Machlokas Bahani Tanai. They have the same Machlokas as the following Tanayim, which are going to be Rabbi Shimon and Tanakam, will be brought in a Braisa. The sign that we have a Braisa that says, Nasas Rishon of the Mesa, you marry the first woman and she dies. Nasas Ashni of the Mesu. And the second woman, first wife predeceases the husband, second wife, and then the husband predeceases the second wife. Boy and Bane Shal Zo, the sons of this, who we're assuming right now are the sons of the second wife, Bane Shal Zo, La'achar Misa, they go after Misa, Benosan Ksuva Simon, and they collect the Ksuva of their mother. Seems to indicate, but the children of the Rishonim, first woman who predeceased the husband, they do not collect the ksuvas binim dechren, even if there's a mosar dinar. And Rav Shimon says, no, im yesh mosar dinar, if there's a mosar dinar in addition to the two ksuvos, elu notam ksuvas iman, the elu notam ksuvas iman, the imlav, if there's no ksuvas binim dechren, the cholkim b'shava. Then they, basically what happens is they split 50-50, they split everything 50-50. I would think that the second children get the ksuba, because that's a chov, that's an obligation, and then the remainder gets split 50-50 between 50-50 amongst the rest of the children. But you know, each son's gonna get a different. No one's gonna get 50.
First, you pay out the second wife's ksuba.
First, you pay out the second wife's ksuba. Correct, because that's a chov.
Right, and then what's left over, they divide.
Right now, and if you would have been able to pay the ksuba's bin nichrin and be left over with a dinar, then you would have paid them out and then split only the dinar.
Right. The ksuba's bin nichrin, that includes the ksuba of the first one or just the field.
Whatever's written in the ksuba, whatever she brought in, her dowry.
Her dowry, only the dowry plus the ksuba.
But the ksuba is part of it.
Yeah,
but midin Yerusha, he collected midin Yerusha, not midin chov. Okay.
So I asked this question yesterday.
You have, remember?
Yes, I do. So if you have a, you have a field now.
Uh huh.
It's a ksuva split different, and I want to be a real troublemaker. I can take everything I have, give it up to my other kids as a present right before he, the person dies.
Right.
Then afterwards, there's nothing left. They take that field and they now divvy that field up of the wife's Yerusha, because that's how it works. So, what's the point of making ksuva split different? I can get out of it.
I'm not sure I understand the Matthias.
How we just set it up this way is that if you take the field.
So who's you? Me is the, I'm the husband?
The husband has two wives.
Okay.
Multiple children. He likes wife number two better.
Okay.
He takes everything he has before he dies, gives it out.
Okay.
He's gotta do that. It's a present, my father, before he dies.
Right.
There's nothing left when he dies. They now take her field, wife number one's field. Right. Which is part of the ksuba. They divvy that up amongst all the children.
Because there's not, because there's not enough.
Because there's no extra by one.
Okay.
And now he was able to get out of the ksuba sin different. So who needs a ksuba sin different?
Interesting.
I just eliminated the whole halacha and ksuba sin different.
Correct. But if you do the same thing with Hilchos Yerusha.
Right, you can do that.
Yeah. But the idea
you don't like your machar, but you give everything to
him. 100%. But here, it's not his. It was never his in the first place. He's able to use. The parents of the thing,
but is he
as part of the as part
no,
of the
no, no
the
wait when the wife dies, it is his.
She gets
no, it's never his.
Only
he's allowed to use.
It's only his for parents.
Exactly, parents.
Right.
Nothing
it's
else.
There. Only if it's there.
Correct.
But I don't think he give. Can he give it
now
away?
He stole the field.
Can he give away the Malo property?
He just did.
But does that but does that work?
Can't do that.
No, he yours his wife. No, but he yours his wife.
But he's saying he did it before. He died.
He was trying to
be a
troublemaker.
It's not his.
He just did.
He's only allowed to eat
the didn't give away her field. He gave away his property.
In other words,
there's
he's
nothing left.
Right. So we'll see. We have that coming up in the Gemara. If he's giving away the remainder of his property in order to avoid having a Mosar Dinar post distribution of the Bidum Dikrin, so that the rest of the kids will
divvy
it up. Yeah, I guess that could work. We'll see. I think it's similar.
You don't need a ksuba sin different.
I think it's okay. So most husbands are not going to do that.
I didn't say that either.
Okay. Right, yeah. So, no, my law behind. I think a similar case comes up tomorrow. If not, then we'll talk about it. Well done. Well, whatever. So, my law behind Kamifrika. This is my focus. The Marsha of Shimon says, Achas Machai, Achas Moshe, Yishkuzuz Ben Dikrin. If you have Achas Machai, Achas Moshe, Yishkuzuz Ben Dikrin. Well, my son, Achas Machai, Achas Moshe, Ain Law had Yishkuzuz Ben Dikrin. Because it's low. Kuliyama, Achas Machai, Achas Moshe, Yishkuzuz Ben Dikrin. Everyone knows, in this case, you do have Yishkuzuz Ben Dikrin. Rather than Machlok, says, Mahabar, Bedina mi Karkoi Kamiflagi, whether the Ksuvah's, the Mosar, has to be in Karkos, has to be real property, or can even be movable property. Right? Bedina mi Karkoi Kamiflagi, Mar Savar, one Mandar of the Tanakama holds that Dafka Vitz mi Karkoi in Metaltili Lo, and Rav Shimon Savar Athilu mi Metaltili, if even if the Mosar is Metaltilin, that's sufficient to be a Mosar Dinar to allow for the Ksuvah's been in a different collection. Now we get to where we're up to. Can we actually say this, that the machlokes or Shimon Tanakama is whether or not you have a dinar in the car, where the most of dinars has to be karkos or not? But it's not in the Mishnah later on in today's Amud. We'll see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Yesham Nechasim She'en Hem Achrayis. Even if they have left over Nechasim that do not have Achrayis, which means metalkalin, Einon Klum, it doesn't count. You have to have nechasim sheisul kakaras. We have to have karka more, well, a dinar more than both ksuvas. Take the value of two ksuvas. The value of the karka has to be one dinar more. So therefore, you see that according to Rav Shimon, the most of a dinar has to be dafka mikarkos. So it can't be. We can't line up our machlokas that Rav Shimon says that even metaltalin work. So the Gemara says, Ella dahacha, what's the machlokas here? Ella hacha, bedinar mishabdi kamiflagi. Whether it's a dinar mishabdi. I'm not sure whether it means that I can be lokeach something, meaning I have the chasim mishubadim out there and I can go grab, or it means that the chasim that I have, I'm mishubad to somebody else. But you have the chasim mishubadim, mar safar, one tanakama holds, b'nei chorin in mishabdi lo. No, the only thing that counts for the calculation of the mosar dinar is Nechasim bnei chorin, Umar Savar, and Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu mi mishabadi, even if it's Nechasim mishubadim, Rashi says, Afilu mishabadi, Rashi Shimon Savar, Chov have a Mosar. Meaning, if I'm owed money, and it was sold, and I have a lien on somebody's property, should he not pay me back, that lien counts as the value of that lien counts towards the Mosar Dinar calculation.
Doesn't have to be fluid.
Doesn't have to be liquid. Okay, right, but it doesn't have to be liquid before either, because Karkos, it has to be Karkos, That's a machlokas also. But it doesn't even have to be accessible. It could be one step removed. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, and the Gemara could have asked this previously also, but it says, Ihachi, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Im Yisha Mosar Dinar, Kevon Shisha Mosar Dinar Miboile. Rabbi Shimon says, the Lashon is the Lashon is tough. Look at Rashi. Braisakai, Hoel Ubdi Ika Mosar Mukumemesla Elisha Mishubad. And Rabbi Shimon Lakulak Amar, Hachi Vaili Lamemar, Hoel Yisha Mosar Dinar, Elo Notlin. Rabbi Shimon's Lashon is, he says, if there's a Mosar Dinar, that's it, if there's a Mosar Dinar. We're talking about a case where is it, where there is a Mosar Dinar. So he has to say, he's trying to say that this counts as a Mosar Dinar. So his lesson should be, not if there is a Mosar Dinar, this count, Kevon Sheyesh Bo Mosar Dinar, we're counting this as a Mosar Dinar. So the language is a little off. So Ella, the Machlokas is, Bepachos Midinar Kamiflaki. The Machlokas is whether you actually need a Mosar Dinar. Do you need a Mosar Dinar? Or less than a Mosar Dinar is sufficient. And Mar Savar Dinar in, Pachos Midinar Lo. Tanakam says you need a Mosar Dinar. And Rav Shimon says, even less than a Dinar is sufficient. And the Gemara says right away, and I don't see what the Havamin is, he says, Rav Shimon Dina Kamer. Rav Shimon said in the Brisa, he said, Im Yesh Mosar Dinar. Yeah, he says Mosar Dinar. So what are you telling me that the Machlokas is? Rav Shimon says you need less than a Dinar. It's a Mosar Dinar you need. So Gemara is right. That's what Gemara's question is. Rav Shimon Dinar Ka'amar. The Gemara says, maybe you're going to try to give me an answer that would try to keep this and say, V'chi Tema Epoch, flip the Shitos, and thereby it would be the Chachamim holding that you need, Rav Shimon holding need a Mosar Dinar, right? No, flip the Shitos in the Brisa, whereas the Mosar Dinar says by Chachamim, Tanakam goes to Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon's the ratio where you don't need a Mosar Dinar. But that doesn't work. V'chi Tema Epoch, Tanakama de Masnitsa Nami Dina Ka'amar. The Mishnah is going to be a Machlokas Tanakama of Shimon. Some shows it's the same Machlokas. And that Mishnah, it's clear that the Tanakama in the Mishnah there also holds you need a Dinar. So you can't flip our Brisa and say that Tanakama does not hold that you need a Dinar. Everyone holds that you need a Mosar Dinar. It seems to be the Machlokas and our Brisa is whether or not you say Echa Bechayev, Echa Bemoso, does the Ksuvah Spin Dichron apply? But everyone's going to hold wherever Ksuvah Spin Dichron does apply. You will need the Mosar Dinar in order to effectuate the distribution of assets via the Ksuvas Bin Dichrin. So the Gemara says, okay. So now we were trying to figure out, the whole point of this was saying we had this Machlokas on the Braisa between Rav Shimon and the Tanakama, and we were trying to line it up between the way Rav Yosef explained the Machlokas in Ben Nanas and Rabbi Kiva, which was, Echa B'chayiv, Echa B'moso, do we or do we not say there's a Yeshua Ksuvas Bin Dichrin? The Gemara answers, so how am I going to explain the Machlokas of Shimon Tanakama? I'll explain it as follows. Ella ki ha, and therefore it will not be the same Machlokas as Ben Nanas and Rabbi Kiva. Ella ki hanach trei lishna kamai v'epoch. We had three possibilities. Possibility one was Machlokas karka v'mechorin. Possibility number two was, did it apply in the Chasam Nechorin or only in the Chasam Mishubadim? Or is it does apply, Pachas Medinar, or it has to be a Dinar? And we only said Epoch on part three. We said Epoch on part three doesn't work, because that goes against the Mishnah. So the answer is, okay, we'll go to either answer one or answer two, and do Epoch there. Flip either one of the first two. So we have to figure out how that works. There's Ella Kihana Trelishnai, the Epoch. So Rashi says, either Bedina Karka or Bedina Mishab Body, that's going to be the Machlokas. Machlokas they're going to have is whether, let's go to the first one. Does Nechasim Nechorin apply if you have, does it apply even by B'nei Chorin? We originally said that the Rav Shimon holds it applies by B'nei Chorin, and Chacham say you need Karka, and then we said, no, it's the other way, it flips it the other way around. We'll flip the other way. Teruchisov Hachikamar Tanakama. Ba'im Banel Shal Rishona. Look at the Brisa now. We explained the Brisa. We said Nasas Rishona Umesa, Nasas Shnia Umesu. Ba'im Banel Shal Zo. Banel Shal Zo. We said was the second woman's children. Now we'll say that's the first woman's children. Ba'im Banel Shal Zo, Banel Shal Rishona, and Gam Heim Nolten Ksuvas Imam. They will collect the Ksuva. Number two will collect the Ksuva. Ba'im Banel Shal Rishona. I mean the first one. We'll collect the ksuva. Gam heim benotik suas imam shum tnai binin dichrin, because of binin dichrin. Even if there's only a leftover of nechassim mitalklim, or if there's nechassim, if it's nechassim mishubadim, the asar of shimon lemeimar, and then comes of shimon in the end of the brayis and says im yesh mosar dinar mikarkai ubnei chorim elu notim. That's why the lashon will be better. He says im yesh mosar dinar. What does that mean according to this? Im yesh mosar dinar of karkos, or im yesh mosar dinar of nechassim bnei chorim, then it would count. That would be the machlokas in the brisa. The hashtag of Shimon lechumra lo shayech laosvei hol v'yesham yiboy. That fixes the lashon that we question that we have in the brisa, which Rav Shimon seemed to become to. It says, no, okay, that fixes the lashon of the brisa. The question we had in the brisa where Rav Shimon should have said im yesham instead of kevan sheyesham, he was saying im yesham. If there's a mosad dinar, it would count. So the way to explain the brisa now, the machlokas would be one way or the other, that the Tanakama holds, everyone holds you need Mosar Dinar. The question is, what constitutes Mosar Dinar? Machlokas could be, Mosar Dinar does it count only if it's Karka, but not Metalatlin. Tanakama says, even Metalatlin, and Shimon says, no, only Karkos. Or you could say the machlokas is, does Nechasim Echorim, everyone agrees it has to be Karka, but does it have to be free property? Tanakama says it's even Mishubatim would count, and Rav Shimon would say it has to be Nechasim B'nei Chorin. When we don't line up the Machlokas now between Rav Shimon and spent this whole time to try to knock out the say that the Machlokas Rav Shimon and the Chavim is the same Machlokas between Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva. Their Machlokas is more fundamental, according to Rav Yosef. There, Rabbi Akiva says that the whole concept of B'nei Dichrin will not apply if you have Echas B'chayav, Echas B'mosa.
No
metal lens according to Rav Shimon. It would have to be Karkos. But wait, we're lining up now.
Dinner of Karka, but no.
Right. Or Dean of Karka, or everyone agrees a Dean of Karka, but it has to be, and the Machlokas is whether it has to be B'nei Chorin.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So Amar Marzutra. Marzutra says, Mishmei Dera Papa, Hilchasa, the halacha is achas b'chayiv, achas b'moso. Yesh lehem ksuvos b'nei dichrin. We have this case of achas b'chayiv, achas b'moso. We do apply the din of ksuvos b'nei dichrin, and we don't have this whole problem we mentioned yesterday about the katata. That there's going to be some arguments because the second ones are going to say we're getting the ksuba from our because it's tachol. It's obligated to us. Now you're getting this whole yerusha. We're not even getting any yerusha, so it's not fair. So then we don't say that, or Kiva says that, but according to this Pasnik Ben Nanos, and the Ksuva Nasis Mosul Chavrita, and the Ksuva that they get, that 200 Ksuva that they get from their mother, from mother number two, that cancels the Mosul Dinar. So if the estate only has enough to pay Ksuva of number two and the Bzin Dichrin of number one, that's going to be sufficient, because the Ksuva, basically what it is the Ksuva is an obligation. The estate has it. The children of mother number one are paying that over to children of number two as a chov. That's the Mosar Dinar. You don't have to have both Ksuvas plus one. The Ksuva itself will count. So Gemara is going to say, well, why do I need to say both? If I say Ksuvas Nasa, Mosar Lechaverta, that means by definition, I'm counting the case as Echas B'chayv, Echas B'moso, meaning to have Ksuvas Bin Dichrin. If there was no concept of Echas Bin Dichrin by Echas B'chayv, Echas B'moso, then the concept of Ksuvas Nasa Moso Chavate doesn't make any sense. Because we don't care. We don't hold the concept. The more I ask, why do you have to say both Hilchasas? Just say the second Hilchasa, and we'll already know the first Hilchasa automatically. Of course, the more going to come up with some.
For the 40th time, I'm very dense here today. If you give for the first one means you obligate them the field plus the 200 or just the field?
Yes, whatever's written in the ksuva.
Well, it's 200, I would think.
And the mosar.
And the field.
And whatever she brought in, her dowry, which
right. That's what you mean. You don't mean just the 200 or just the field. Right?
I believe it's everything.
Right. So she has to give 200 to the second children, and then for the first children 200 plus the field. Is that correct?
Correct.
If they don't have enough, $200 for the first ones.
Then we don't have a Mosar Dinar, and then it gets split.
The money gets split.
You have to first pay the number to the children of the second because there's a chov, there's an obligation.
Right, so
chov pays first.
Left over besides the field for $200
is written. Which soup we're talking about now?
The first children.
After you paid the second children, right, then you have to have enough to pay the first children and a Mosar Dinar. because there has to be a split a Yerusha Midoraisa. So you have to have, let's say there isn't anything else left over. Or let's say a ksuba is worth $1,000. You have to have $1,000 and $1,001. You pay them the $1,000, they can split the $1.
What dollar are you talking about?
In order for the ksuvas bin dikrin, the children of the first wife, to collect their ksuvas bin dikrin, the collection cannot wipe out the estate. They have to be able to collect, and there be extra left over in the estate,
right.
And that would be split amongst all the children. If once
what,
the
Yerusha? What is that?
As a Yerusha. As if the children of the first wife, after they collect their ksuvas bin dikrin, there is nothing left in the estate, then they do no longer collect the ksuvas bin dikrin. They wouldn't be able to collect it. We have to evaluate. We don't just give it to them.
The field can't be divided amongst the second ones. Can the field belong to the first?
Yes, it can. If there's no concept of ksuvas bin dikrin, midoraisa, the husband was yorish her. There was a tekanas chazal that will go back to the sons of the woman. But that tekanas chazal only exists if there's left over in the estate besides the bin and dikrin portion.
Okay. Yeah, but then we're saying ksuva nasis monsalachaber. So you don't really need one.
You don't really need that. You don't need that much.
Okay,
so the Gemara says bishlama iyashmi. Bishlama iyashmina achas b'chay ve'achas b'mosal yisak ksuvas bin dikrin v'lo ashmin ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta. If I just said the first halacha that we have the concept of achas b'chay ve'achas b'mosal, we have ksuvas bin dikrin. Well, then I would need to tell me the second case of ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta. Because had I not said that, I would say no. You have to have the ksuva plus. The ksuva itself doesn't count as the mosar diner. However, right, so then have a mean iika mosar diner in ilo lo. So it makes sense to have both halachas. But ella lishmiina ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta. Just tell me the second halacha that the ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta. But ani yadan alom imela. Why is ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta? Because the concept of echas b'chayv achas moso still allows ksuvas bin dikrin. It doesn't make any sense to say ksuvas nasa mosal chaverta if we're not talking about ksuvas bin dikrin. So the Gemara says, excuse me. So the Gemara says, I ashmin hachi. Had I just said achas b'chayv achas b'mosel, had I just said ksuvas nasa mosel l'chaverta havamina, I would have thought, what does that mean? What situation is that? Kigon shenasa shalosh nashim. It's a case where there are three wives. Okay, umesu shtayim b'chayov, and wife number one and wife number two predeceased the husband, and they each have a ksuvas bin dikrin in there. But achas b'mosel, and the third wife, and the husband then predeceases the third wife. And this wife number three, Yoledes Nekevahi, she only has girls. So the girls, they'll never collect the Yerusha. They don't collect the Yerusha. V'lav bas Yerushahi. And therefore what? I would never have the problem of the Ketata. The only time we said, remember we had the machlokas between Benanos and Rekiva of Achaz B'chai of Achaz B'moso, that was the reason why they had the problem to say no, is because there would be a fight. Because children of husband number two will say, wait, you're paying us the ksuba, we didn't hold. That's a monetary obligation. Now you're getting the entire Yerusha. What about us? So here, the third wife, the children of the third wife will never have that, will never say that. Because they can't argue and say, oh, we should have gotten Yerusha. Because we're girls. We don't get the Yerusha. Just give us the ksuba, we didn't hold. And we know that the two of you are going to split the rest of the estate. But aval achas b'chayiv, achas b'moso. But if it was achas b'chayiv and achas b'moso, then hadal achramisa le zochri and children of wife number two are males. Emo lechosh latzni. Maybe we should be choshish for fighting over there. Meaning, just because you say, just because if you would have just said ksuvas nasa mos lechaverta, we may have thought that the only time we have the ksuvas bin dikrin is if there's no possibility of fighting. But if there's a possibility of fighting, we wouldn't say the ksuva has been indifferent. Therefore, we have to say the halacha of achas b'chayev and achas b'mosa also constitutes the case of ksuva has been indifferent. Because the case we would have thought would have been children of wife number one and wife number two who predeceased the husband are men. Children of wife number three, whose husband predeceases as a girl, that girl gets her ksuva, and then she's out of the picture, and they'll split the ksuva has been indifferent. There won't be any fighting. Because they're both getting the ksuvas bin dikrin, they're both getting the Yerusha. But if there was a case where one would get a Yerusha and one would not get a Yerusha, then we wouldn't say achas b'chayv achas b'moso. Therefore, the Mishnah, the Braisa had to give the halacha of both. Okay, not easy. Not easy. It's not getting better. still talking about Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Okay, so we'll go through again the Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Right? A woman who dies during the lifetime of her husband, the husband inherits her. Therefore, and after the husband dies, the children, all of his children, will yoreish her Ksuva and her Nadunya, the 200 and the dowry. Therefore, when a man had two wives and both of them died during his lifetime, so he was yoreish all of it. He's yoreish all of it. Halachically, he yoreish all of it. And then he dies. So technically speaking, all the children of the husband and wife, and of the husband and wife, meaning all of his children, should divide the estate equally. Okay, the poor getting his portion, whatever. They all divide. They shouldn't. We shouldn't. Basically, what we do now, the Ksuvas Ben Dichrin, is we redistribute. We break up the estate into wife A's Ksuba and Nidunya, and wife B's Ksuba and Nidunya. They take that portion, and the remainder is it would be split. Okay? Now the Mishnah is going to take. Now, in the Mishnah here is going to talk about the case of you have to have the Mosar Dinar. The Mosar Dinar comes up in this Mishnah. So, Mishnah says, Misha Hayu Nasoi Shtei Nashim. Somebody's married to two women. Umesu, and they die, they predecease him. V'yachar kach mesu, and then he dies. Yisomim, and the Yisomim, we'll say that one set of Yisomim, the value of the Ksuba, the value of their bin and different Ksuba is $1,000, and the other one is 500. So basically, one has double the amount. So he says, Umesu, v'yachar kach mesu, v'yisomim v'akshin ksuvas imam. And let's say the first one wants to collect their ksuba.
So with their mother.
The Einsham Ella Shtei Ksubos. And the only thing that, but the value of the estate is exactly $1,500. The value of the estate is exactly $1,500. Cholkim B'Shava. We don't say children A get 1,000 and children B get 500. We say there's not a Mosar Dinar. There's not a Mosar Dinar. Each gets 750 because there's not a Mosar Dinar. So if there's no Mosar Dinar, there's no Bin and Dichrin, it goes back to the Daraisa status, and it's split evenly, meaning Ksuvas Ein Nasa. Right here we're saying that Ksuvas is not Nasa Mosar L'Chaverta. So the Ein Sham Elek Shtei Ksuvas Chol K'Meshava. Higher Sham...
What does it mean? You can't find a candlestick to go sell?
Yeah, they evaluate the property, this is what it costs. This is what it is.
Right, you can't find one item to...
They don't find it. They found every single item and they evaluated it, and the value equaled either more or less than the Ksuva. Went to your house. You said to the broker, "How much did I get to the house? The maximum you can get for this house is $1,500. No one's going to pay more for it. That's the metzius. So, right? Ain sham elish de ksuvas chol k'mishava. How yisham mosar dinar? If after you would distribute both ksuvas ben dichrin, there would still be a dinar left over in the estate. So elu notlim ksuvas iman. Ksuva children number one, wife number one, get their ksuvas ben dichrin, which is 1,000. The elu notlim ksuvas iman. So it's very important for the children of number one to have a mosar dinar because this way they get an extra $250 of the estate.
Right, to find a broker who's an evaluator for 1501.
Not a broker. You have to find the court.
The court. Whatever.
Okay, so they have to have the court. So im amru. Now, what happens to what you said? The yisomim of the woman number one who have $1,000 of ksumas ben dichrin, they'll say, you know what? Anachnu ma'alim al nichsei avinu yafa dinar. We'll say that the value of our estate, of our portion, is more. We're gonna pump up the value. Kadesha yitlu ksuvas iman, so in order that they can take the full amount of the ksuva, so the ain shomim lehem. We don't do that. Ela shomim as an achasim beis din. We go to the beis din and they evaluate. They can't say, you know, fine, no, the whole thing is worth more. You know, and then basically they're taking a little bit less, but we'll say we're going to evaluate it as a larger amount. Therefore, we could take 250, which would be 249, I guess, the minimum amount extra. So Gemara says, Mishnah says you can't do that. Now, Hayusham Nechasim Beroi Einon Kemuchsav. Nechasim Beroi means that they're not here now. They're going to be theirs in the future. Rashi says the case is that the deceased husband's father is still alive. When the grandfather would die, that money would then go to the father who's dead. So it would then go to these grandchildren. That doesn't count. That doesn't count in the estate, right? Einon Kemuchsav. And therefore, since they're not muksak down, it does not count in the evaluation of the estate. So if without that extra coming from the grandfather, you don't have enough, you won't have enough, you'll split equally. comes from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Yesham Nechasim Shein Lehen Achrayis Ein Oklum. Metalfilim do not count. Ein Lehen Achrayis do not count. Ad She Yusham Nechasim Sheishan Achrayis Yoser Al Shtei Ksuvas. You have to have Nechasim of Achrayis Yoser Al Shtei, a din or more than the two Ksuvas.
So you have
50
million in the bank?
Right. So the Klitosos has mentioned throughout Ksuvas multiple times that the Gaonim were established that nowadays metalklin currency works. In those days, where was real value was only in property. And then when it became Sochrim, became more of a commercial and a merchant to the community, then cash actually counts as just the same thing. It's a question of what value. So according, based on the times of Gaonim, a cash counts as well. Tana Rabbanan, learning a Braisa. Lazo, it's basically explaining the Mishnah, which how we explain it, so it's not so, it's pretty easy here. Lazo, Elef, Lazo, Chamesh Meos, Im Yesha, Mosa Dinar, Eil Notu Ksuvas Imam, Eil Notu Ksuvas Iman, Im Lav, if there's not a Mosa Dinar, then Cholku Yachalu B'Shava. They split it equally, that's what's our case.
First thing I understood.
Okay. Pshita, Gemara says it's Pashut. Now the question's going to be, it's going back, you understand that you just have Kashas, that's what it is. The Gemara's not going to say what happens if the value of the estate fluctuates between the time of death and the time of distribution. So at the time of death, pshita merubin, at the time of death, again, we need $1,500, we need 1501. So pshita, at the time of death, it was 1501, and then at the time of distribution, it's nisma'atu, it diminished, right. Now it's 1499. We say kvar zocha behen yorshin. Now at the time of death they already zocha, so they get their ksuba, they get their ksuba. Obviously someone's going to lose out because it's not.
So it will be 1,500.
But there is 1,500. That's my question. It's only worth 1499 now. Okay, so they'll split that last one, but they don't have to put everything into the pot. It gets distributed according to the ksubas. But I guess maybe okay. But muatin, let's say at the time of death it was only $14.99, and now come the distribution of Vinizrabu and it came greater. My, what's the halacha? Do we say that we go according to the time of the death, and therefore whatever there was, it goes into the pot. Whatever it is, it goes into the pot. Or we say no. Now there's no mosa. Or do we say that currently there is a mosa? So my question is, why is one more posh than the other? If we're going by time of death, you go by time of death of both. If you're going by time of distribution, you go by time of distribution of both. So I thought the answer could be that the key is you want to keep the as much as possible the Yerusha Doraisa. You want to keep that thing. You don't want to upset the Yerusha Doraisa. There has to be some part. That's what the Mosa Dinar is, to have the Yerusha Doraisa. So in the first case, if you see Murabim Nismatu, then basically over there we're saying Kfar Zachu Behen.
So it dropped below the Doraisa.
Right, then if yeah, no, it doesn't work. Forget it, it doesn't work. Okay, right, it doesn't work. I just don't understand why one is more pashut than the other. Okay, so Tashma. So we'll try to bring a proof for our. I got to work on that. I thought I worked it out yesterday. Okay, so Tashma. The nichsei de bar tsarur. There was a guy bar tsarur who was married to two women. One of them obviously had a ksuba that was greater than the other wife's ksuba. They died, they predeceased him, and then he dies, and now the nechasim that Bar Tzror leaves over upon his death is mu'atim, it was too little to accommodate both Bin and Dichrin without a Mosar, v'nisrabu havu, and then when it came to time to do Chalukah, it became greater, it was more. So Asla Kamid Rav Amram, they came before Rav Amram, I guess the Yarshim of the smaller Ksuva came before Rav Amram and said, it wasn't enough at the time of death, so you have to put everything in the pot, and we get more. We want a larger amount. So Amr Luhu, so Rav Amram says to them, no, zil paisinu, which means paisinu, right? Go
settle.
Give them the binim dikrim, settle them the binim dikrim. They get their ksuvas binim dikrim because at this time there is enough, and they can get their bin and dichrin, you get your bin and dichrin, and then you split the remainder, you split what's left over. So lo ashkechu, they said no, at the time of death there wasn't enough, we get a full equal portion of the estate. So lo ashkechu. So Amar Lahu, he says to them, Rav Amram says back to them, e lo mafsi sihu luhu, if you don't do like I paskin, which means giving them their ksuvas bin and dichrin, machina luhu, I will whip you, besilva de lo mabadamo, with some sort of thorn that does not draw blood. Which I think Rashi says means nidoy, right? Kumo shamta v'nidoy. I'll put you in chayr or nidoy. So he says sardrinu lekamei Rav Nachman. Then Rav Amram says, you know what? You go talk to Rav Nachman. We've seen throughout the Masechta, Rav Nachman was the dayan. He was the guy who had control of the court. Rav Amram assumed, and now I'm telling you, gave you the answer, Rav Amram assumed that Rav Nachman would agree with him. But, so they went to Rav Nachman. Amar Lahem, Rav Nachman says to them, Kish Merubin Nismatu. Sorry? Kishem. Ah, right, that's important. Kishem Shemerubim Nismatu Zochub and Yorshin. If it was Merubim and Nismatu, they still were Zochub. We go by time of death. Kach Muatin Nisrabu Zochub and Yorshin. So too, if it's a little bit and then increases in value, time of death determines. So you, these Yorshim who did not listen to Rav Amram, you're correct. Because you, at the time of death, there wasn't enough in the estate, so you were Zocha in 50-50 split of the estate. We go by time of death. So that answers our question that we had before, which was Muatim and Srabu Mai. We go according to time of death. If it's Muatim, at time of death it's Muatim, then everything goes into the pot, even if later on the value increases and there wouldn't be sufficient enough to distribute and have a Moser Dinar. Okay.
So how much time of death? It's not like, a week later, time of death.
Whatever they establish, whatever they determine time of death.
How much they have.
I don't know, but what if he's brain dead? You have a machlokus between this. Whatever you determine time of death is, that's the evaluation. That's what it is.
When they evaluate the karka post-death, post-death, not when they divide.
They have to post date it back to when the valuation what it was worth at that time. You have plenty of you go onto the Bloomberg screen and you find out what the price was 30 days ago.
It's car theft. It doesn't matter. What? The guy died before the day before Sandy hit. The next day Sandy
what was
the property go down.
What was the valuation the day before? That's what it is. That's what it is. Simon. Then we have a simon, we have a bunch of cases, and they can read the simon. Elef, Omeya, Mitzvah, Ksuva, Yaakov, Zakov, Sadosov, Dvar, Masikin. Okay. Hahu Gavra, Tahavu Maski Bey, Alfi Zuse. There was this individual who owed 1,000 zuz. Okay. At the time of the loan, he owed $1,000. Havu Le Tre Apadne. He had two, I think it means large houses.
Yeah, mansions.
Okay. Tre Apadne. Zabinhu. So he sold one of them. Zabidnu chada b'chamesh meya. So these two mansions are nechasim mishubadim. I'm assuming that his loan has to be b'shtar. That was a b'shtar, so it's nechasim mishubadim. But then he sells the property. So he says zabidnu chada b'chamesh meya. He sold one of the houses for $500. V'chada b'chamesh meya and sold another one for $500. I think it's the same person. He sold it to a lokeach. Each house for $500. So Asa Balchov. So the Balchov now, who wants goes to collect from the borrower. Borrower has no money, so he goes to. He spent $1,000 that he got from selling the houses. He has nothing left, so he goes Tarfal Chadim Inayu. He goes to the Lokeach and he is Torah. He takes over one of the encumbered properties. He takes over that one Tarfal Chadim Inayu. V'hadar katarif le'idach. And then he goes and he grabs the other house because he wants to get his full value. So shakal alfa zuze, the lokeach, who just had his houses repossessed, doesn't want to deal with the seller because the seller has got no money. He wants the property. So what does he do? Shakal alfa zuze, he takes the 1,000 zuz, the ka'azel le'gabe, and places it in front of the malbe. But he doesn't want it to grab the second property. And he says, and Amr Le, the Lokeach says to the Malve, Ishavalach Alpha Zuze, if the first house that you grabbed, you can say is worth 1,000 Zuz, then you're done. Right? Lechaye, that's fine. V'lo, and if you didn't think that the first house was enough, Shakil Alpha Zuze, take the 1,000 Zuz that I'm putting in front of you now, and leave the property alone. Let me buy you out. Basically, I'm buying out the Chov. Let me buy you out. Right? Rashi says...
What's the problem? So he's getting paid. What's the problem?
He's getting an extra 5,000.
No, he's getting... No.
He's getting
1,000. The guy is saying... The Lokeach is saying... either take the first house as the full amount, as the payment, or if you thought that it wasn't enough, here's $1,000, and give me back both houses.
He didn't say both houses.
Yes, he did.
One house.
No, both. Both
mentions. Vistalik, go away. And just go away. And if, yeah, the article's right. I think Rashi says that. Right? Vistalik, Rashi says, fourth line, Mitarvayu.
Right.
Mitarvayu. So even when the article's right, the article's right. So the article's right. So he says, the Gemara says, can you do that? Because basically what he's doing now is he's trying to tell him that I'm going to evaluate the value of the first house higher than it is. Does that go against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said we weren't allowed to pump up the value of the house. So Sava,
he's not losing.
Okay, that's gonna be the answer. I don't know how to mean this. See, you understand. You just have a question. So Sava Rami Bar Chama LeMeimar Haynu Mas Nisin, which said Im Amri Yusomim Hare Anu Malim El Nitzli Avinu Yafedinar. We don't listen to them. So Gemara says Amri Rava Mi Dami. What's the comparison? Hasam there. If you pump up the value, Islup Sei Deli Asme Yarshim of the wife number two with the small Ksuva, they're going to lose out. But Hacha Mi Islup Seida. What's going to be the problem? Alpha Yahiv, Alpha Shakyo. If he lent $1,000 and now he's come to get paid back, he's getting $1,000. So what's the problem? Okay. Next case is going to be the Gemara says Vitirfa Bekamakasvinon. So now what happens is that when I was the purchaser.
One guy owned both.
Yeah, that has to be one guy. That's what I said before. It has to be that the purchaser was the same guy. The Ritva points it out. Simple points to that as well. Maccabi, it has to be.
Same
person. Yeah, okay. So now, when you write the shtar to say how I was the little keach, you owed him money. I bought the houses from you. Now he comes and took from me. So now you owe me because someone took the houses from me. How much do I write that you now owe me what was taken from me? Because we pumped up the value.
Right.
So we do 1,000.
Or is it 1,000?
What?
Is it 2,000 or 1,000?
Or 500 and 1,000, I think the way Gemara says it here. Vitir for Bekamek Hasvinon. Ravina Amar Ba'alfazuz. Because since you accepted one house as sufficient, so therefore, and we agreed amongst ourselves, it's 1,000, so now you owe me 1,000. Odilmo, Ravaviva Amar Bechamesh Meos. I think it's partially every hill, so Chamesh Mea. Just because we agreed amongst ourselves to evaluate the house at $500 more, why should you then have to pay for that? If according to the say that we evaluated 1,000, therefore you took 500 from me and you're going to pay me back 1,000, I'm going to get an extra $500. I get a windfall. So we avoid that windfall. Okay. Next case is exactly the same. Maybe it would be Ribbis too. Yeah. It's not a loan. It's not a loan capacity here, though.
This is just value.
Right, it's not a loan.
Evaluating it for him.
It's not a loan. Why is it a loan?
He owes me money because I bought stuff from him, and then you grabbed it from me. So what he owes me is not necessarily a loan.
It's collateral.
Exactly. Next case, exactly the same. So, two tracts of land. Instead of two houses, two tracts of land. It's the same exact case. Just two tracks. I don't know what's here for.
It is the exact same thing.
Exact same case, except the difference is one was houses and one's land.
Right,
I don't know. So Amrle Abaye mi dummy, how is the comparison? Hasim Islup Sey the Yasmi, Hacham Ab Sey the Islay, Mey Zuzi, Yahiv Umeya Shakil, the Tifra Khan Kasvinan, Ravina Amr Bmeya, Ravira Amr Bechamishin, Bilfsa Bechamishin. We're not going to just breathe because we're discovering a bunch of more lines for tomorrow's class. Okay. So now it's case number three, right? Remember, we had a bunch of cases from the Simon. LF, Umeya. Now this is Mitzvah Beksuva. Hahu Gavra, Davi Masik Bey, Meya Zuze. Because he owed 100 Zuz, right? And before he was able to pay it back, Shachav, he died, right? Vishavak Kitina de Ara. He left over a small tract of land, Davi Shave Chamishin Zuzi. That was worth 50, it was worth half of what he owed. Right, halfway over. Also, Balchov and Katarifle. So the Balchov, the lender, comes over and he grabs the land from the Yisomim for partial payment of the loan. Also, Yasme. So the Yisomim came and they want to get the land back. So they gave him Yahavule Chamishin Zuzi. They gave him 50 Zuz, paid back partially. Right? Hadar Katar. What?
It's not to pay back partially, it's the value of the field.
Right, so they paid back the value. So in other words, that's the whole point. What are they giving him the 50 Zuz for? Are they giving him the 50 Zuz to buy back the land?
Well, he grabbed the land.
Right, or are they giving him the 50 Zuz in partial payment of the loan? So that's what's going on. So Hadavikatari flips. So then he comes, they gave him the 50 Zuz, and he says, great, thanks. Then he goes and grabs the land again, because it was only worth 50, and you owed me 100. So us the comedy of Ayas, they came in front of the Ayas, saying, what's going on? We bought the land back from him. If we bought the land from him, it's no longer encumbered, because it's only encumbered via the estate. But if we buy it back post post the death, it's owned by us, not owned by the estate anymore. So how is he grabbing it? So
that's not the estate. He's so much, I think that they're the estate. Aren't
they the estate? They are the estate. From case number...
Until
the guy grabbed it. The guy grabbed it, they bought it back. They're claiming it now. They bought it back as individuals, right. Not as part... Except from the estate. So Amar Lahan... So Abai says to him, it all depends on what the purpose of you giving them the 50 shekels, the 50 zuz was. Amar Lahan, in mitzvah yisomim the prochol b'viyim. There certainly is a mitzvah for yisomim to pay back the debts of the father. Not obligation. There are other ways to... But it's a mitzvah. So Hani Kamai, the first 50 that you paid the guy after he grabbed the land... Mitzvah avidu too. That was a mitzvah. So that was yeah, pretty much. Right, it's a mitzvah you saw in the program. Kvod av. It's because of kvod av. Right, Rashi says mitzvah al yisom the program of vien yisum kvod avian. Ela she'ein the beizin the kofan al kach. They can't force him. The law mitzvah the same in Foresha. It's not a clear mitzvah the same in the Torah. They can force them, right? The law mitzvah the same in Foresha. He kusukla chalulav ela mitzvah mi'alma derabanan. It's a good thing to pay back your father's loans. Covered the mates. Right? So let's finish this. So Hani Kamai mitzvah disu. So Hashtaki Tarif Bedikatar. So therefore, when he grabs it later, he grabs it again, it's fine. Because when you gave him the $50, that $50 was only to pay back the loan. Right? Velo Amaron, but he only says this. But hey, Rabbi will admit, if when they gave him the $50, the 50 zuz, they said, this 50 zuz is in lieu of the property. We're buying the property back. Right? So then, then he has to go away. Because what they just did now, was they bought the land back from the guy and put it into their estate. It's out of the father's estate. So it's no longer encumbered. So it depends on how they bought it back. If they gave him the 50 shekel, only within paying back the loan, well then they still owe 50, that land is still encumbered. If they gave the 50 in order to buy back the property, then it's no longer encumbered. Okay, we'll stop here. Right. We learned today's daf, L'Zeichar Nishmas, Mr. G's mother, Etta ben Yoshua, and Marcel's father, Yisrael Isser ben Sion ben Yaakov, and the Neshamos should have an aliyah. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Very tough. Very good. Oh, that last case is